Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
I've got a good word for you. Praise God. I've entitled my message this morning, The Blessing of Unity. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus prayed the greatest prayer ever prayed when he said that they may be one. Even as we are one. Think of the incredible magnitude of that prayer. That the unity will be as Him and the Father in unity. Hallelujah. And how many of you know every prayer of Jesus is answered? How many of you know every prayer of Jesus is by the will of the Father? And so shall it be. Everybody's saying, so shall it be. Amen. Now I want us to read a portion of scripture out of Genesis chapter 11 and verse 1. Genesis chapter 11 and verse 1, the incident of the Tower of Babel. Now, the whole earth had one language and one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, unless we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down there and confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. And so the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. We bless you now, precious Holy Spirit, for revelation and truth that fills our heart, that you break the word and grant us understanding, that you bring the power of your glory into each and every's life today, and we'll be transformed, we'll be changed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Unity is very powerful. Here we see this occasion, and God says, because they are in unity, in verse 6, God himself says, now nothing shall be impossible for them, because they are in unity. Now, you and I need to understand that unity is incredibly powerful. But at the same time, if you look at unity, why is it so powerful? Because it produces power. It groups everybody's energy and direction and drive in one direction. But not all unity pleases God, even though it's powerful. Their unity was against the will of God. Their unity, because it was against the will of God, God destroyed their unity. Not the devil. Amen. Unity is incredibly important. I think that's why when I was preparing and looking at it, I thought to myself, that's why many business partnerships fail. Because there's no unity with the will of God. Amen. You get a good partner, do your thing, but you need to be in the will of God. They were united in purpose, but they had the wrong purpose. They united, but they were united against the will of God. You and I need to know the will of God if we want to walk in unity. Somebody say amen. We read of another end time unity that God will also judge. The Bible says in the last days before the battle of Armageddon, they will gather together. The Antichrist will gather them. They'll all come together in a unity that would be, once again, destroyed by God. In the end of the age, we read that the Antichrist will gather all the earth against the Lamb, against the Lord. A rising tide of wickedness and immorality like Sodom and Gomorrah is taking our world over, saints. I was just dismayed a few weeks ago when one of the All Black greats, rugby player, an All Black great, Israel, no, it wasn't All Black, the Australian, Israel Folau, he spoke, and then he said, listen, homosexuality is against God, homosexuals will not go to heaven, and they stripped him of his career. No longer plays. Just because he stood up for the word of God. We're living in a world that's slowly but surely closing in on morality, on truth. Somebody say, that's terrible. Amen. This, the kind of unity that the world gets into is a unity that comes against the things of God. We read about the unity of the of that end time with the Antichrist is a unity, firstly, that's built around a financial system of oppression, around the love of money. We read also that's a system of sexual immorality, abuse, lies, deception, murder, corruption. We see all these things going on around us, but thank God they don't have the last word. Jesus himself will appear in glory and honor. Somebody say amen. And he will establish his kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Unity outside of God always leads to wickedness. Always leads to manipulation. Unity outside of God will never allow a person to have liberty to be who they are. Unity outside of God leads to uniformity. But I'm thank God that he didn't make sausage factories. Amen. We're not all the same. We don't all come here, we all dress the same, look the same. Where's your blow Rocky June? Come on, blow Rockies are blue is the color of heaven, don't you know? Where's your hood? In Ali hood. Amen. Conformity. You know, come together. You walk into the church and some religious people walk in amongst and say, what's going on here? Where's the organ? There should be a holy organ. Amen. And, you know, I even had some people say, oh, we come in here. You must be like all the other churches. Why you got lights? Lights is of the world. Well, the truth is you go into all these old churches, they have stained glass windows. They also have lighting. Amen. But we're not uniform with that. Our hearts are in unity with God. Hallelujah. We live by the Spirit. Somebody say amen. The unity of heaven gets equated with the Holy Ghost. When you read Psalm 133, we see how precious the unity of the saints is to God. Let me tell you something, saints. God dwells with a spirit of unity. A saint with a critical spirit does not attract the anointing of God. Thank you for enthusiasm. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, if you've got anything to say about somebody, you've got nothing to say until you've interceded and prayed for them and got the word of God for them. Amen. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Very careful. I notice on Facebook, somebody just writes something, and everybody jumps on and condemns the person that they condemned. Took no time to find out who that person is. If it's the truth, the Bible says wisdom consults the other side of the matter. Amen. Just the other day, somebody made a whole big thing. Everybody's, I think, at 80 comments how bad this person is that this one person criticized. Not one asked, what does the other person say? That's foolishness. Amen. So a critical spirit is anti-Christ. Let me ask you something. Is Jesus interceding for you? Let me ask this side of the church. Is Jesus interceding for you? The Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for you. Amen. So what's Jesus doing? He's praying for you. Amen. So this person who's criticizing you, is he in line with Jesus? It's not of God. Amen. We do not do that. We pray for restoration. Amen. We intercede on behalf. And we look to God so that we can be a blessing. Amen. there's many assassins that come to the church. Amen. Mechanics. Another movie, The Mechanic. Assassins. Assassinating people with their words. That's not us. We are the Spirit of God. Amen. We like Christ. We intercede. We pray for. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. And draws out with compassion. Aren't you glad Jesus covered a multitude of your sins and drew you by his compassion? The spirit of unity comes from the spirit of love. Somebody say amen. So we come together in unity. The Bible says, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron running down on the edge of his garments. Hallelujah. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. Thank God, that's why we have the blessing. We're in unity. Hallelujah. There's a commanded blessing, even life forevermore. When you in unity, hallelujah, with the purposes of God, his kingdom is established in your life. Amen. I've learned that I can be in unity with God in the midst of people that are not, and I attract the anointing. Jesus said, if me and the Holy Ghost agree, we the majority. Amen. It takes one godly man to turn a whole situation. I said it takes one godly man to turn a whole situation. You can be in the middle of people who's having a critical party. They slaching the elder. Amen. They're ready handing out the portions. Who wants leg? Amen. Oh, I'll have the thigh. They're busy slaching, and then somebody stands up in between and says, no, he's a blessing. Let's pray for him. Amen. Hallelujah. I ban abattoirs in this house. Amen. Many people go home and they have Kentucky Fried Pasta. I will not be fried. Hallelujah. But we come together in unity under the mighty hand of God. Our purpose is the kingdom. We turn our hearts to him in worship and adoration. And who he loves, we love. And who he intercedes for, we intercede. We humble our hearts in reverence and obedience. We yield our desires and our will to him, to serve him. We say like the psalmist, a day in your courts is better than 1,000. Hallelujah. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I spoke to a person once. He said, I won't go to church. There's too many hypocrites there. I said, then you're a hypocrite. There's more hypocrites in the bar. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. Those are just excuses. The truth is, we come together because of the love of God. We come together to build his kingdom. Amen. We lay aside our desires and we set our hearts on things above. Because to be in unity with God is the ultimate. Somebody say amen. We set our affections on Jesus. We receive his word. We imbibe him. We study his word. We meditate on his word. We form our lives according to his word. We order our actions according to his truth. Amen. We absorb his word. Every precious truth. And as we do, what happens? We are transformed by the renewing of our mind. Hallelujah. Every Christian should spend time in the word of God. Amen. Why? Because the word is heaven sent. The first thing you listen to in the morning must not be the news. Amen. Hallelujah. First thing we should listen to in the morning is the word of the Lord. Cleanse your mind. Purify your heart. Set your heart on the Word of God. Hallelujah. We become His Word. The more you listen to His Word, the more you become His Word. You manifest His Word. You act His Word. You look like His Word. Amen. His Word becomes our guiding light. Hallelujah. David, the psalmist says, the law from your mouth is more precious to me than 1,000 pieces of silver or gold. Hallelujah. A word in season is a healing balm. Amen. The word from the Lord will bring health and restoration. There's some people who's very pleasant to be around. Amen. Have you met some people? Very pleasant people to be around. Always a blessing. Always a strength. Always encourages you. There's some people that once you've been in their presence, oh man. Amen. You've been with them, your whole life's upside down. You heard everything that's wrong. Just the other day, my wife and I went to go visit a member, ex-member of the church, tried to restore them, and they started telling us everything that's wrong in the church, starting by the front row, left seat, right through, every row. They knew everybody's problems. Amen. I thought to myself, how's this person ever going to get saved? Because once, like my wife preached 2 weeks ago, spirit of offense, very dangerous. Amen. Because it spreads. Let me ask you something. Have you ever had a fight with your spouse? I know nobody in this wonderful church ever does that. But you know what I found? The day that I wake up, some mornings I wake up on the wrong side of the bed. And that morning I'm just having a bad hair day. Amen. And no matter what my wife does, it's wrong. And if I find one thing that she did wrong, it starts there. Yeah. And also, you did that. Not only did you do that and that, if she dares answer, you also did that. Amen. So I've learned once that starts, you withdraw. A man of wisdom withdraws into the presence of the Lord. Amen. A man of wisdom says, the battle is not mine, it's the Lord's. Amen. And within a little while, if you just withdraw, peace comes back. Amen. But isn't it amazing, once you allow yourself to get offended at one thing, everything else starts feeding into it. And if you keep on it, by the time that you... I had a couple come to us for counseling. They came to us. They told us, now my wife and I always try and help them restore. You know, so we're talking to them. We said to them, surely what I'd like you to do is write down 3 good things about your partner. Just 3 good things about your partner. Oh, Pastor, can't think of one. Not one. I said, no, surely think of when you first met. Oh, that was the most terrible day of my life. I said, no, think of when you stood in front of the altar and you said, oh, I love you. I said, oh, no, I was so stupid. If you allow it, it will infect everything you have. Amen. But when we come into unity, unity requires love. Unity brings love that covers a multitude of sin. Amen. Unity restores, hallelujah, prays for and seeks God's kingdom in people's lives. Amen. So the greatest unity, listen, the greatest unity is unity with God. The Bible says in John 17:20, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that they might believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, oh, isn't that wonderful? Christ in us, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. True unity in the church comes by us becoming one with him. Many people seek unity by trying to be one with another. That works, but that's not true unity. If you're in unity with heaven, you're in true unity. If you're in unity, no matter how many people you are in unity with, but it's not with God, you're not in unity. Your works will come to naught. We need the unity of the Spirit. Hallelujah. True unity is actually not found in agreeing with one another. It's found in agreeing with God. Can I say it again? True unity is not found in agreeing with one another. It's found in agreeing with God. If you have a situation in your marriage, situation in your life, you don't know how to get through it, you struggle to come to agreement, go back to the Word. Come into agreement with God. Hello? Hello? Amen? Come into agreement with what the Lord says about the situation. Amen? Then you will be in true agreement. Jesus said that when you're in agreement with heaven, the blessings of heaven will be added to you. Hallelujah. If a man walks in agreement with heaven, he's agreeing with the God of heaven, so he's agreeing with the power of heaven, and so he's agreeing with the effects of the kingdom in his life, so what's in heaven can manifest in the earth. Hallelujah. Thank God, I live by the heavenly blessing. I live in agreement with God. You might disagree with me, but as long as I agree with God, I'm fine. Amen. As long as my agreement is in holiness and truth and with the wisdom and with the Word of God, and I walk in love, I cannot be cursed. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. You know, I read something the other day, and it's actually so true. I'm just thinking about it. They say successful people talk about ideas. Losers talk about people. Think of that. They spend all their money, all their time talking about other people. They get together. Now, have you heard the latest? I tell you, what's that going to do for my life? Absolutely nothing. Amen? You know, I told you about Smith Wigglesworth, who when Lester Sumrall came to visit him at his home, he had a newspaper under his arm. And he said to Lester, what's that under your arm? He said, a newspaper. He said, I don't allow the devil's voice in my house. You made him throw it out before he comes into his house. Because we need to find things we agree with. Amen. I said to my wife, you know, nowadays Facebook and Twitter and all these things, they're full of fake news. And they sent you on rabbit trails for the day. This is not fake news. Amen. When you got this, you got the good word of the Lord. You got the word of power. You got the word of truth. Hallelujah. You got the word of blessing. You got the word that's going to change you, transform you, and lift you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The unity of the Spirit, my dear brothers, is by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can I say it again? The unity of the Spirit of the church is by the Holy Spirit. Our unity is not in dogma. Our unity is not in doctrine or theology. We hope that those things we will agree on. But just because you baptize forwards and I baptize backwards doesn't make us enemies. Hello? I said hello? Amen. Man is very good at bringing all kinds of divisive things into the church. It's got nothing to do with it. I mean, even the Apostle Paul wouldn't judge people because they ate or they didn't eat certain foods. Amen. He said, it's your conscience before the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you want to eat pig, pig out. Amen. If you don't want to eat pig, then unpig. then bake on. That came to me now. It's like revelation. Eh? Amen. Hallelujah. But now, must that divide us? No, it mustn't. Amen. We love one another. We bless one another. Somebody say amen. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost. Come on, everybody lift your hand and say, I need you, Holy Spirit. Because it's Him. He alone is the custodian of all truth. He alone is the custodian of life. Hallelujah. It's Him that brought life to you. It's Him that brought blessing to you. It's Him that revealed Jesus to you. Hallelujah. He alone is a manifestation of God's presence. We need the Holy Ghost. It's only in the Spirit. That's why the end time revival is a church that's on the move in the Holy Ghost. We so caught up with the Holy Ghost. We so in love with God. We couldn't care less what's going on around us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. The Bible says He will lead us into all truth. He will lead us into all wisdom. Hallelujah. He will lead us into all revelation. The Bible says the Holy Ghost is the earnest of our inheritance. What does that word earnest mean? It means He is the guarantee, the down payment of. Hallelujah. The resource center of the believer. Having the Holy Ghost active in your life is the most precious thing you can have. When the Holy Ghost is active in your life, you can give to the unlovely. You can bless the unblessed. Amen. You can love the unloved. You can be good to those who do evil to you because there's a different source on the inside. There's a different anointing about you. When I come into the presence of God, when I come into the church, am I being a blessing? Am I touching lives? Am I ministering to them? Amen. I tell you, one of the most wonderful things is when you feel condemned and somebody walks up to you and blesses you. Hello? Doesn't happen in this church. That happens all the time. It'd be a blessing. Touch people by the Holy Ghost. Everybody lift your hand, say, unity with the Holy Ghost will bring words of life, a spirit of life, a spirit of blessing, spirit of restoration. I thank you, Spirit of God. I'm in unity with you. Your holy anointing on me breaks the yoke, destroys the bondage, breaks the curse, and establishes your kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for the saints, for those who love Him. But God has revealed them by His Spirit. If you want to walk in revelation blessing, be a blessing. Be by the Spirit. Speak by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Watch your mouth. Amen. Bless your wife. Speak good. You know, I think that's why marriage is so powerful. That's why God says a good marriage qualifies you for ministry. Oh, that didn't go down too well. Let me speak to this side. I see you need it. Listen, a good marriage qualifies you for ministry. Amen. Because you learn how to speak well. You learn how to bless. You learn how to keep your mouth very well. Amen. Because if you said something too much, you won't sleep. You might wake up with a shoe in your nose. I don't know. I'm just joking. It sounds like we're violent at home. Oh, praise Jesus. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. You know what else happens when the Holy Ghost is active in your life? It's not boring at all. Some people live, Christians, live boring, distressed lives. They're distressed because they're not speaking the word of life. They're not letting the Holy Ghost be like a river that flows from the innermost being. They're distressed because the Spirit of God is not leading them. You know, when the Holy Ghost in your life, it's an exciting place to be. You know what Jesus said about the Holy Ghost? He says the Holy Ghost like the wind. He that is born of the Spirit is like the wind. Nobody knows where he's coming, where he's going. There's always surprises. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost is going to bring surprises. Things that eyes not seen, things that ears not heard. The Holy Ghost, Jesus said, blows like a wind. Let the wind blow. When the wind blows, the Bible says there's a refreshing that comes. There's a blessing that comes. When the wind blows, it blows the smog away. Let the Holy Ghost blow the smog away. Amen. Just open your heart to and say, Lord, forgive me for every word I've spoken against others. Forgive me. Let that be released today in the name of Jesus. Some families got smog all over the family. The whole family, the atmosphere is full of pollutants of things that were released. But in the name of Jesus, I break those pollutants. I break those curses. I break the assignments of those negative words. I want you to say, Lord, I take charge of those words. Come on, God's given you authority to take charge, to take authority over the atmosphere in your home. Say, Lord, I renounce every negative word. I renounce every curse. I renounce every ugly word I've spoken. Every word I've spoken against my spouse, against my children, I renounce in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse the atmosphere in your home. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost blow in this place and transform your lives. I see the Holy Ghost move right now in your home and change the atmosphere with a fresh wind, with a fresh anointing, with a fresh presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you repent, when you say, God, I renounce those words, I let them go, the Spirit of God breaks the yoke. And you're not holding on to them anymore. Hallelujah. You release them. Come on, everybody say, I release them. Some of you, there's broken relationships in your life. You need to release those words. You need to cancel the assignment of those words. Say, Father, I'm not going to have that in my life anymore. I renounce them in the name of Jesus. That's how easy it is. You can either continue living your life with demons hanging around, with spirits of wickedness who you've authorized with your mouth to hang around, pollute the atmosphere around you, or you can renounce them in the name of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus will cleanse you. In the name of Jesus, I release the cleansing of the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere of your life. And I declare that he that is born of the Spirit is like the wind. Hallelujah. Where he goes, he doesn't know. But the Spirit of God moves on your life with a refreshing. I come on and I release a refreshing of the Holy Ghost of your life. The refreshing of the anointing of the Spirit. A fresh thing. Something new. Something wonderful. Something great comes to your life. We bless you, Spirit of God, for a spirit of unity, a mighty anointing of your Spirit. Blow in every life. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Come on, the Holy Ghost wants to do something fresh, something beautiful, something wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, you can just let go of those things and let the Holy Ghost come. I prophesy fresh things, new paths open, new doors in your life. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to sing this song with me. Do something new in my life, something new in my life, do something new in my life, oh Lord, do something new in my life, something new in my life, do something new in my life, oh Lord. I just pray in the Holy Ghost. I want you to just release everything that you've had against others. Unforgiveness, hurts, people have caused you pain. I want you to just release that. You have to make space because the Holy Ghost wants to come this morning and bring a refreshing. I see the Spirit of God blowing like a fresh wind over your life to bring new, to bring something fresh. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Come on, just renounce those things. Ask God, forgive you. Release them, forgive them. Don't hold on to them. Don't let them be the ones that determines the atmosphere in your life anymore. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse you. Let release come. Hallelujah. Spirits of wickedness, we rebuke you. I cast you out of the lives of the people of God. I resist you in the name of Jesus. I force you out in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let the atmosphere over every home be cleansed. Let the atmosphere over every household be refreshed. Come, Spirit of God. He answered to the blood. Move on these lives. Let refreshing, let renewal come. In the name of Jesus. As the anointing moves, He takes you from glory to glory. A new, a fresh move of God. Hallelujah. Come, Spirit of God. Do something new. Do something marvelous. I release the wave of the Holy Ghost. Do something new in my life. Open your hearts. In my life, do something new. In my life, oh Lord, yes, 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 do something new in my life, something new in my life, do something new in my life, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Do something marvelous. Do something marvelous. I release the fresh. I release the new. I release the glory of the presence of the Holy Ghost. Do something new in my life. Oh Lord. Do something miraculous. Do something miraculous in my life. Something miraculous in my life. Do something miraculous in my life. Oh Lord. Hallelujah. I see the Spirit of God as you started praying. The wave of glory come to this place. The wind of the Spirit blow all those things away and make way for the new. Let the anointing, the refreshing of God, I command renewal in your relationships, renewal in your home, renewal in your finance, renewal in all that you have, renewal in your children, refreshing of the Holy Ghost, renewal in your career. In the name of Jesus, you'll not be stuck where you are anymore. Things that stuck you, things that plugged your clothes, things that held you, blown away by the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Spirit blowing on your life. That's it. Let the anointing of God flow. Let the wind of the Spirit. Ah, that's right, that's right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Refreshing, refreshing, hallelujah. Come on, sing it again. Do something. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life.
Do something new
in my life. Oh Lord, do something marvelous in my life.
Something marvelous in my life. Do something marvelous in my life. Oh Lord.
Now I want to pray for one thing for you before I go today. A manifestation of something fresh. Something beautiful the Holy Ghost is going to bring to you. God is into new things. He's not stuck on the old. He's not stuck on your past. He's in your ever forward future. And today, in the name of Jesus, He's going to restore you. And I see an acceleration coming to you to take you that 2-3 steps forward instantly. Things that stopped you, things that blocked you, be broken from your life. Come on, just lift your hands. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for the renewal. Thank you that your anointing has broken every yoke, broken every bondage, destroyed every limitation. In the name of Jesus, that which is not of you, I break off the saints of God. I declare your works illegal. I cancel your assignments. I remove you. In the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, I release a refreshing, a new mind, a new heart. Thank you, Spirit of God, that by your anointing, you bring refreshing and renewal to every life. So in the name of Jesus, receive right now a fresh move. I release the wind of the Spirit blow over your life. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, winds of refreshing, winds of change, winds of the glory of God blowing over your life, overtaking you, bringing the new. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.